Have you made any analysis about how will this reflect in the future? Is there any possibility that the sources for food production will run out in the future?
No, there's no suggestion that that there isn't enough food in the world to feed everybody. In the previous crisis that we saw in 2008, when food prices were very, very high and hit record levels, in fact, it was a worse situation then. This one of the main differences this time round is that food stocks generally are much better. And so far, I should also add that so far the main staple foods, things like rice and wheat flour and other cereals that we use and that the hungriest, you know, that the poorest people of the world use just for everyday meals, that those staples have not been hit so badly by price rises as other things, such as at the moment, for example, sugar. And so if you take that into consideration, and also if you look at what's happened in Africa, which is generally a place which can be very food insecure, Africa at the moment is doing quite well because they've had very good weather and very good harvests in the last few months. So they have been, for now, they've been insulated. But it is something that we're watching very closely.